Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky.
With Don at the Beaches, tell me about your childhood. Are you from Brentwood?
No, I'm from East London. We had a shop in Canning Town, East 16. After a few years, actually just before the bombing started, the Germans bombing London, we'd moved out probably 6 months before. So, of course, there was no indication that that was going to happen. But we moved into a new house in Upminster, and I've been living in Upminster ever since.
So what was it like growing up as a child during the wartime?
The government, they seem to do a reasonable job of giving you the basics that you needed to survive and survive healthily without putting on loads of weight. I don't think people were quite so obese then as they are now.
Yeah, we've all got good living, Don. We've all got good living.
Well, that can have its good and bad points, of course.
What's your happiest memory?
Hard to say, really. I've had a lot of them, I'm pleased to say. My father built a little two-bedroom bungalow in Leyndon when we were living in London before the war, this was. And we used to come down there. That was a happy time. Any time, really, on holidays, I would think, probably are the happiest times.
So what were your mum and dad like?
As a child, you don't always agree with what your parent says, but your parents are looking after you and doing their best for you. So holiday times, probably, when we were away anywhere. My wife and I went abroad quite a bit, yes. Once we were well established, we took children, of course. There's not many countries we didn't visit over a period of time.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've had quite a bit of time abroad. Of course, we would select the ones we wanted to go to, and if we didn't like any particular one, we wouldn't go back. We've enjoyed most of it.
And what is the best thing about being at the Beaches for you?
The staff, probably. They are a caring staff. You hear the phrase constantly. If they do something for you and you thank them, you get the usual two-word reply, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And they mean it. Nothing seems to be too much trouble. You have great difficulty in finding anybody that wasn't a good member of staff. The general manager has a good job to look after, a difficult job, I should say, to look after here. And there's, I understand, 100 or so people here.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really mixed bag of people.
Mm.
Predominantly female, I would say, because women tend to live longer than men. But she sees a good way through, and generally speaking, I don't see people really that are not happy in what's going on. We're generally a very content crowd, I think. We're well looked after.
Thank you very much for talking to me, Don.
Well,
it's nice to meet you, and I'm going to take a lovely picture of you now as well. So, there we go.
If you just smile.